today, what I want to talk about in the goodness of God is we need to be full of the goodness of God so everything we do, we spill it out. The world needs it so bad. I had to repent because I had three of the Casey's workers standing in front of me Friday night when I picked up pizza. And they were right there behind the counter. And I walked away and I said, I blew it. Because I knew God had those three people there for me to say something about the Lord. Hey, got church on, what are you doing on Sunday morning? You know, how simple is that? And one of them, I think, was maybe on something, but that's beside the point. But, you know, I wasn't full of God at that point because I didn't spill God out. And so that's what I want to encourage us today. You know, when I talk about the goodness of God, how good he is and how wonderful that is. And I love Bill Johnson's quote on this. I've shared this before here. And I love it. The greatest vacuum on the planet is the lack of the goodness of God in the hearts of mankind. And that's your answer. That's my answer. Because people sometimes in conversations will say, well, why is it so bad? Why do people do bad things? It's because they don't have the goodness of God in their heart. Why does somebody kill and waste somebody away? In Omaha, Nebraska, in Target, they're walking in with AR-15 shooting people down. How about defunding the police in Omaha? It was a policeman that shot him. So there you go. Sometimes you need these stories so you can debunk the people that say the stupid thing. Let's defund the police. Bunch of bozos. Come on. But why did that guy do that? Because he didn't have the goodness of God in his heart. He's not going to be standing there with the Salvation Army bucket in December getting money for the Salvation Army. He isn't going to be going to church on Sunday morning and serving in a church. He doesn't have goodness of God in his heart. And that's our job, church. We need to be full of the goodness of God so we can spill that out on the planet wherever we can. Amen? And then my version of the quote says, the goodness of God is the greatest medicine for the sick souls of mankind. Medicine is good, but it's not the answer. Jesus is the answer. The goodness of God is the answer. And it'll heal every aspect of our being. It'll heal our bodies. His goodness will heal our souls. His goodness will heal our spirits. And it'll restore us to the original created state in the image and likeness of God himself. We need to be Jesus on the planet. Amen? Luther had it right. We need to be little Jesuses. Pardon the expression, but that's, I love that. So, today, I just kind of want to go over this, and by the time we're done, I want you to be spilling out a little bit more goodness of God than what you came in with. Amen? Hallelujah. So the first mention, of course, is Moses, who was a great leader of God. He was timid, but yet he was a great leader. And you know what? He ended up climbing up in the rock and asking God to pass by, and God passed by. And what he passed by with? His goodness. You want to be a great leader in the kingdom of God? Be filled with the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Because that's what we need to take. Let my goodness pass before you. And the goodness and presence of God propelled Moses to be the greatest leader that he called him to be. Hallelujah. I will make my goodness pass before you. I'll proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I'll be gracious to whom I'll be gracious. And I'll have compassion on whom I have compassion. Hallelujah. That's the compassion drives us. Compassion for the lost will drive us. Hallelujah. And then one of the great verses of the goodness of God is in Psalm 23. God's refreshing me and renewing me in a number of ways. But one of the things that he's doing is refreshing me in the area of memory verses. And, you know, Psalm 23 was one of my first memory sections in the book of Psalms. I know Bill Gothard was really emphasizing years. He said, don't just memorize one verse, memorize a little paragraph, you know. And so when you think about it, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He leads me by the still waters, and he restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness. Why? For his name's sake. Yea, though I go through the valley of shadow death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely. Surely what? Surely what? Surely goodness. Come on, surely goodness. Goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Those are pretty dadgum big angels behind you. Surely goodness and mercy. Some people say that the armor of God left your behind open, but no, it didn't. Surely goodness are back there. Hallelujah. He's always got us covered. Amen. And all the days of my life, and then I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But look at verse 5. In terms of, what do I want to say here? Just a second. No, keep up verse 6. I'm sorry, Larry. In verse 6, it says, surely goodness and mercy will follow me. And in the in one of the versions, it says, it'll chase me down. I love that right there. Surely goodness and mercy is going to chase me down all the days of my life. We don't have to worry about the devil chasing after us. There's no room for him back there. Come on. There is no room for him back there. You don't chase me down. Hallelujah. Because surely goodness and mercy are chasing me down. And then I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So take that, church. That's awesome. Psalm 27, verse 13. I have to give Pastor Sean Stahl credit for this because he quoted this enough. It pricked my heart, and I have not forgotten this verse. I would have lost heart. You know, people lose heart because they're not full of the goodness of God. Come on. Unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. When we pull up our MSNs and we pull up our Facebooks and those other things, we have to believe that we will see the goodness of the Lord in our land of the living. Hallelujah. And I appreciate that verse so much. The next thing is in Psalm 31, verse 19, it talks about storage. It says in verse 19 in Psalm 31, it says, how great is your, come on, shout it out, how great is your goodness, which you have stored up or laid up for those who fear you, like a treasure chest heaped up and spilling over with blessings. I love that. Which you have prepared for those who trust in you in the presence of the sons of men. You know, I was thinking about this treasure chest when I was a kid. I used to go to a dentist, and he always, down the hallway, he always had this little treasure chest of rings and all those little things that we just couldn't wait to get done so we could go down there and get one of those stinking little rings that turned your finger green in about an hour, and then you couldn't get it off because it deteriorated. But, God has a treasure chest that is spilling over with his goodness for us, just for us, so that we can spill it over on everybody else. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Whew. Like a treasure chest heaped up. Love that. Psalm 65, verse 11. And this, I believe, I mentioned this at the beginning of the year, and I think it ought to be continued to be mentioned all year long, that it says he crowns our year with his goodness. How many of you want your whole year crowned up with the goodness of God? Hallelujah. And our paths will drip with abundance. And some of the versions that have an understanding of that, about your paths dripping with abundance, we know that God is always wanting to give us an overflow of his goodness, spilling it out. But literally, that's talking about the paths that they used to take carts on would always have ruts so that you could stay on track. And that's how God keeps us on track, is with his goodness. That's kind of interesting insight. Hallelujah. And then Romans chapter 15, verse 14 is, and some people aren't quite able to grasp a hold of this, but you know, his goodness is measurable. There's a measure of goodness. Let's look at this. Romans 15, 14. Now, I myself am confident concerning you, my brethren, that you also are full. Everyone say full. Everyone say full again. Full. Full of his goodness. Now, if we can be full, that must mean we can be less than full. If your potential of being full of something, that means you have to have, there's a potential to be less than full. Okay? I don't know about you, but today, I don't want to be less than full. I want to be full to overflowing of his goodness, filled with his knowledge, and also able to admonish and instruct one another. Hallelujah. And so today, I know it wasn't a long message, But the only thing I want you to take is, let's ask God to make sure that we're full of his goodness today.